Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh. It's the Hebrew Bible. If you need a Bible, a Hebrew Bible, you can call me and I'll send you one for free. The number is 312-925-9887. These businesses help support the purchase of the Bible, so if you want to make a donation or contribution, you can by shopping with these businesses. Partsautomotive.biz for model 1900 through 2014 vehicle parts or mechanical parts. For ClickBank store products, which is a vast array of different products, you can go to productadvertisements2014.com. That again is productadvertisements2014.com. I have a new album out. It's called Dark Glow in My Heart. And you could purchase it for spiritual upliftment at songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. Again, that is songcastmusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. All right, let me begin the program. We're in the Book of Revelation. And it goes to say at Revelation chapter 8, when the Lamb broke the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for what seemed like a half an hour. Then I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and they were given seven shofars. Another angel came and stood at the altar with a gold incense bowl, and he was given a large quantity of incense to add to the prayers of all God's people on the gold altar in front of the throne. The smoke of the incense went out with the prayers of God's people from the hand of the angel before God. Then the angel took the incense bowl, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it down onto the earth. And there followed peals of thunder, voices, flashings of lightning, and earthquake. And this we see happening today with the terrible storms and the different earthquakes all over. Now the seven angels with the seven shofars prepared to sound them. The first one sounded his shofar, and there came hail and fire mingled with blood, and it was thrown down upon the earth. We have hail, but don't have hail with fire yet. So that's something to see. A third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. So this will be the burning off of the earth, purifying it. The second angel sounded his shofar, and what looked like an enormous blazing mountain was hurled into the sea. A third of the sea turned to blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his shofar, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky unto a third of the rivers and unto the springs of water. The name of the star was bitterness, and a third of water became bitter, and many people died from the water that had been turned bitter. We can see that today, like the oceans are salt water. They're bitter. You can't drink it. The fourth angel sounded his shofar, and a third of the sun was struck, also a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. The day had a third less light, and the night likewise. Then I looked, and I heard a lone eagle give a loud cry, as it flew in mid-heaven, woe, woe to the people living on earth because of the remaining blast from the three angels who have yet to sound their shofars. The fifth angel sounded his shofar, and I saw a star that had fallen out of heaven onto the earth. And he was given the key to the shaft leading down to the abyss. He opened the shaft of the abyss, and there went up smoke from the shaft, like smoke of a huge furnace. The sun was darkened, and the sky too, by the smoke from the shaft. Then out of the smoke onto the earth came locusts, and they were given power like the power scorpions have on earth. They were instructed not to harm the grass on the earth, any green plant or any tree, but only the people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. The locusts were not allowed to kill them, only to inflict pain on them for 5 months. And the pain they caused was like the pain of a scorpion sting. In those days, people will seek death but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. So this comes from the locust sting. Now these locusts look like horses outfitted for battle. On their heads were what looked like crowns of gold, and their faces were like human faces. They had hair like woman's hair and teeth, and their teeth were like those of lions. Their chests were horses and chariots rushing into battle. They had tails like those of scorpions, with stings, and in their tails was their power to hurt people for 5 months. They had as king over them the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in our language, destroyer. The first woe has passed, but there are still two woes to come. So we see here from the abyssal, the release of these creatures, and these creatures would be the demons being released to plague mankind for 5 months. The first woe has passed, but there are still two woes to come. The sixth angel sounded his shofar, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the gold altar before God, saying to the sixth angel, the one who with the shofar, release the four angels that are bound at the great river Euphrates. And they were released. These four angels have been kept ready for this moment, for this day and month and year, to kill a third of mankind. And the number of cavalry soldiers was 200 million. I heard the number. Here's how the horses looked in the vision. The riders had breastplates that were fire red, iris blue, and sulfur yellow. The horses' heads were like lions' heads, and from their mouth issued fire, smoke, and sulfur. It was these three plagues that killed a third of mankind. The fire, smoke, and sulfur issuing from the horses' mouths. For the power of the horses was in their mouths, and also in their tails, for their tails were like snakes with heads, and with them they could cause injury. The rest of mankind, those who were not killed by these plagues, even then did not turn from what they had made with their own hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols made of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk. Nor did they turn from their murdering, their involvement with the occult, with drugs, their sexual immorality, or their stealing. So these are the plagues against the wicked who are on earth today. But yet, as we see, even with the plague coming forth, even with the demons touching people, that the people still will not turn from serving them or worshiping them. All right, now we go into the lesson of the words. And we're going to do 20 words. Let me get my glasses on. I'm going to do 20 words, and I'm going to put them up at goodhouse1968.net, and you can go there and view the words, how it's actually spelled in Hebrew. Some of the words are already there. Abi Nadav, it means father of generosity. Bi Noam, it means father of pleasantness. Ebyasha, it means Ebyasha in Israel. Abiezer, father of help. Abialbon, father of strength. Abir, mighty, spoken of God. Abir, angel, bull, chiefest, mighty one. Abiram, father of height. Abishai, father of error. Abishoah, father of plenty. Abishor, father of the wall. Abishashi, shorter. Or father of a gift. Abishalom, son of David, father of peace. Abiathar, father of abundance. Ogbak, upward, mount up. Albal, be well, lament, mourn. Albali, lamenting. Albali, a metal, plain, to be grassy. And we have Albali again, the name of two places in Pal, must be Palestine. And Abel, lamentation, mourning. All right, those are my words today that I'm going over. I'm going to post them at goodhouse1968.net. And you could learn the Hebrew writing, there, and I've gone over the meanings. They'll be in the order from which I call them out on the show. All right. That is my lesson for today. I'm going to say a prayer and I'll be leaving you. Good, I petition you that you watch over the brothers and sisters. Make sure they don't fall back into their worldly wicked ways. Give them the hope of everlasting life, the dream of the new kingdom paradise on earth. Give them the drive and the goal in them to make the to get the reward of everlasting life. Bring peace and the good into their lives, abundance as well. And give them the sustenance that give us the sustenance that we need to survive on a day-to-day basis. I pray this in the name of Messiah. Amen.